Grace and peace to you from Harvester Reformational Church in Milnerton, Cape Town, the mother city of South Africa. Founding Apostle Andre and Prophet Nola Pelser have reached almost 100 nations to date, fulfilling the Great Command to love and the Great Commission to go into all the world, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and making disciples of Jesus Christ. May God confirm the preaching of His word with signs and wonders following in your life. For free sermon notes, visit www.harvesterchurch.net and click on the Sermons tab. Search for the topics you need and keep spreading the word. Remember that some of these teachings are also available on DVD from Pelser Media. So contact Apostle Aja Pelser at ajepelser@gmail.com for more information. Now, here is Apostle Aja Pelser.
Well, praise the Lord. Just a few notes here from Acts chapter 17. I'm working through Gordon Lindsay's book on the Acts of the Apostles. It's just one of our mentors in our lives. He knew John G. Lake and people like that. One, two, please. Bikki sagter. Dankie, dankie. So verstaan Afrikaans. Excuse man. A bit softer, please, sir. Thank you. It's Engels. Okay, so in Acts 17, you can see a couple of... I want to call it Lego blocks of apostolic ministry, because when Paul reasoned and persuaded with people, the word there is Lego itzamai, which is Lego blocks, where you put little bits and pieces of truth together to persuade somebody. For someone to get the full picture, they need a lot of little blocks of understanding to build a full picture for them, or build a house, or whatever you build with your Lego. And sometimes we want to see the change in people's life, but it's going to take time. It's going to be line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And if they hear you, they won't fall backwards. They will go forwards. Amen?
Amen.
You know, if someone's not going forwards, they're backsliding. Nah.
No.
Yeah. You need to keep moving forward. You need to advance in the kingdom of God. So, I look at people that the responsibilities they take. If people are putting up their hands to take responsibility, then they need training. In 1 Corinthians 5 verse 5, I want to read that quickly for you before we get going into this. He who has prepared you for this very thing is God. He's also given us the Spirit as a guarantee. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. But that word confident there, you can be confident because God has prepared you. And as leaders here tonight and as workers, preparation gives you authority. Amen?
Amen?
Just because you spend a bit of time in the Word during the week, you work through Sunday sermon. And I want to encourage you to take that sermon, share the highlights, the scripture that there's normally a scripture that we anchor our teachings from, like tonight, I'm in Acts 17. And you can read through that. But then also then show them what scripture or what point spoke to you, and then implement it for them. Show them the implementation of apostolic doctrine on the Wednesday evenings. Then they will be established in it. Because understanding establishes. Amen?
Okay.
And we're not just regurgitating truth. We're taking it further. We're taking it further for them. And then you ask them. You say, what spoke to you on Sunday? And reflect on all the things that happened on a Sunday morning. A lot happened this morning. And it's sometimes worth just, you know, having a flick through the live stream to say, okay, did I get that prophetic word from Prophet Nola? Sometimes that's going to save you years in counseling. This morning session will save people years in counseling.
Amen. Amen.
Because you put the responsibility on them to clean out the accursed thing from their house. And show them how to do it. Say, this is what happened to me. God showed me this and this and that. If you can share it. And just show them how to do it. Amen?
Amen?
Or visit someone's house and have a bonfire. Or there's different ways you can look at this. I have a baptism braai concert in people's homes. I get the youth there and just bring God's presence in there. One day a couple that didn't want to really serve God with us, I got him to baptize his son in his own pool after we'd had a baptism and braai and a concert there. And I basically said, hey man, it's your son, why don't you baptize him? Yeah, okay, you know, oh my gosh. I struggled with these people, but at least I got him to baptize his son and say, you're my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Sometimes it's good to go into someone's house, have a meeting there, just bring the presence of God in there and let it start working. And the fire will follow. Amen? Just walk through the house, you know. People that give you problems. Just walk through the house. Lord, I speak your fire into this place. It's good for them. Good for them. Okay, so if you are prepared, you have authority, and you know, you can be confident. Like, I just want to, just from a practical point of view, speaking here on a Sunday, I want to help people to make presentations. I want to perhaps do a little workshop on speaking, public speaking, making sermons, how to use the sermons that we have. I mean, I've been doing that with Apostle Andre all my life. I've been preaching his sermons, and I've been making them my own. You know, working through them. There's a way that I do it. I like to share that with people. We have a certain mold that we use that's simple, gives people a menu. They know where we're going. You know, I'm giving you Lego blocks of apostolic ministry tonight. You know, and people then know, okay, which is the first block, the second block, and the third block. Don't try and put too many blocks in there. It's like when people dump all their Lego blocks on the floor. It's overwhelming, you know. Just give them a small one to start with, that a begin bow, you know, but at least show them your plan. And that's our teaching and preaching course, which I feel is very, very valuable. And without getting into too much grammatical teachings, I want to show you just continually show you how to do that. And when people speak here on a Sunday and do the prayer for the municipalities, it's so important to pray through South Africa now, because the Lord said we're going to take the country. It sounds impossible, but it's a prophecy that's actually coming to pass. The other day when Apostle Andre was at Balfour, our friend there, Apostle Andile, they got so excited about church planting their church. They're going to plant several churches in the near future. They've already planted one extra one since the summer. You know, and we were busy celebrating Harvest at Joburg. This guy was doing two. Grelingstad. So wherever we put our foot, wherever we pray, the Lord has given it to us. So I believe in those places, you know. And this morning, for instance, we were talking about the Cedarburg. So it would have been good to add that we have some harvested churches in that region. And is Mel helping with those? Who's helping with the who's preparing the notes? Let's simplify them a little. It's becoming like CIA, you know, intel. You know. And we need to just give highlights. You know, it's fantastic research, but we need to sort of summarize it down to some workable points for someone to actually share live. And that needs to get to them early so that they can rehearse it. It's hard. It puts people under pressure if you give them 3 pages of intel, you know.
She asked each one to do it themselves.
Yeah, and then she did it. Okay, well, thanks for that. Let's keep it simple. Keep the prayer points clear. When you get people to pray with you, especially in a larger group, the simpler you make it, the better. Prayer point one, you know, we have churches there, got prayer point two, we want to break down alcohol abuse on the farm so that the alcohol syndrome children, you know, we can lower that level. We pray for our friends there, we pray for apostles to go into new regions, we pray for the churches and the Bible schools, we pray for the farms. There you go. That's the Cedarburg, right? And Harvester has links here. And if you don't know, ask, you know, do we have links in those areas? The same as when we pray for the nations. We have churches in some of the nations we've been praying for. And you can get the names of those people there. Some people we won't give you the names because they're being persecuted. Amen. All right, so that helps there. True apostolic ministry, Dr. Lindsay says, always is marked with the fervor and signs of Pentecost, Holy Spirit baptism. So before you talk apostolic with anybody, you need to make sure they're filled with the Spirit, you know. Because you can't teach someone if they haven't got the Holy Spirit to resonate with what you're saying. So sometimes we're stuck with people trying to make disciples of them, but the Spirit's not there. So let's do the basics. Go through the foundations with them. Check those things, like check boxes. I found out that one of my students has been in class for a year and hasn't been baptized, and I rebuked him. I said, why weren't you obedient when we had a nice summer camp there at the beach? Now you're going to freeze. I'm going to put on a wetsuit. No, I won't. I'll do it in the pool with him. Maybe I'll give him a wetsuit too. I don't know. We'll see how the day looks. But I'm going to baptize him on Friday. We're going to have a BBC for the students. But, you know, people, they sit in church and they're not growing because they're disobedient. Basic things. You know, so this morning was very useful for that. So, okay, let's read there from Acts 17. When they passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, and where there was a synagogue of the Jews. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for 3 days reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and demonstrating that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying that this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. Some of them were persuaded, and a great multitude of the devout Greeks, and not a few of the leading women, joined Paul and Silas. So out of that, let's look at some Lego blocks there to build your apostolic ministry in lives, in your region, in your house groups, in your communities. You can target Christians and people who are already believers, who are seeking more input. A lot of churches don't teach the things we teach. Some of them aren't even aware of, you know, the apostolic ministry and reformation, or some of them don't agree with the Holy Spirit baptism and speaking in tongues and things like that. So people in other churches are often hungry. And I want to encourage you to be bold, to speak to them and to reason and persuade from the Scriptures that Jesus is the Christ and that He is a baptizer in the Holy Spirit. That it is for today. That gifts are for today. In many regions where we have friends around the world, churches have stopped believing in the gifts of the Spirit. They no longer speak in tongues. The Holy Spirit is an influence in their meetings, and of course, they are saved, you know. But they don't have the full armor of the Spirit. They don't have the full power gifts of the Spirit. They think it was for those days, and it's sort of over now. I'm sorry, but that's not true. And if we are going to do the work that the Lord's called us to do in our generation and face the onslaught of wickedness and the powers and principalities that we face in different places, you're going to need the Holy Spirit 100%. It's not for just some. And when people are hungry for that, teach them. Invite them to your Bible cells. Start a Bible cell, even if it's one person. And I want you to be bold. We're sitting with so much. Yes. Go in. Go into the traditional circles. Be bold and speak by the power of the Holy Spirit. He's anointed you. He's given you that platform. It's like Lundell going into the schools and speaking to the children, getting them saved and spirit-filled. You got a gap. So if you get a gap, take it. Like Leslie started teaching his family there in Ravensmead. People started coming. They started getting hungry. I can talk about him. He's not here tonight, so. But I went to his house for 2 years on Tuesdays. And I just taught him and his family. Not that they didn't know the Bible. I just showed them how we make disciples. Now they're doing it. Amen. And the kids are growing and they all got jobs and they're getting married and they've got grandchildren and their family's nibbling and they've had a few outreaches there and there's growth, you see. So maybe, you know, some of the people that you've been working with for a long time, maybe you need to go and do a little bit of a Bible study with them, get some of their friends there, and it can be an interdenominational thing. But sometimes, you know, there's transfer growth as well because those churches are dead. And they just don't allow the Holy Spirit in. And what I've seen is people who come to our Bible cells sometimes eventually become part of the church. Not that that's my ploy, but really, you know, you've got one life. Go to a church who's got the Holy Spirit. Amen. Julle dink nou aan julle vriende. You see, I can see your faces. You can see, oh yeah, that one. Oh yeah, I can almost see the people you're looking at when I look at you. All right, so go in. Don't be scared of religion. Secondly, he had a custom. He had a custom. Paul had a custom. You know, we need to have a custom of teaching people the word. It must be part of your life. Must be ready in season and out of season. And what I'll propose is that we do some audio books as well for people. You know, people are busy, eh? In our city, people work hard. They don't have too much time. They can't all come to full-time Bible school. New leaders are coming through that haven't been through the entire Bible school process, but they're willing and they're obedient and they're faithful. But you need to be able to teach others. So a suggestion is to go to harvestthecast.com or go onto our website and just get the podcast going in your car or on your phone instead of listening to nonsense on the radio, you can listen to the Word. And we are proposing to do the entire Bible college, or at least the core subjects, on an audiobook format. And then we'll do God's Genius and books into orbit for the people who need reformation in their structures and things like that. But wouldn't that be great to say to someone, oh, you don't have time. Well, listen to this.
Amen.
Amen. It's a way to go. I'm really looking at it. And some of my friends will show me how to do it. And we have Carter in America that has got ideas for that as well when you go to him again. So make a custom of teaching. Make a custom of reasoning and persuading with people. You know, when I was at school, that's how I reached my first soul for the Lord. We used to reason and persuade at lunchtime. We had a long break for lunch at Bishop's, and we had hot lunch, which is lekker, ne? So, tell you what, wake up early, get on the road, go to school. I'm there from 7 to 7 every day. A hot lunch was great. So one of my hot lunch buddies became my spiritual buddy. And people started asking us about miracles and about tongues and about the Holy Spirit. And remember, Brent got filled in the Spirit on the phone. You know? Faith comes by hearing, right?
Amen.
I said, he asked me so much about the Holy Spirit. I said, man, don't you just want to get filled in the Spirit right now on the phone? So, okay, let's go. He started praying in tongues together. Still serves God today.
Wonderful. Amen.
But you've got to reason and persuade with people about it and build those little blocks until they see the full picture. Make a little stronghold for them out of all the Lego blocks of truth that you give them, and be persistent with it. Make it a custom. Amen. And explain to them and demonstrate things to them. Let me demonstrate, right? What are you worried about right now? Do you want faith for it? Yeah, well, let's pray in tongues about it. How do you feel now? Yeah, no, I've got some strength rising up. I was reminded of a scripture. I saw a vision. See, this is how it works. And you sit with them. Show them how to do it. We must equip them. Amen. So, and the thing that the major building block of Paul's gospel that he gave them was to demonstrate that Christ had to suffer and rise again from the dead, saying, this Jesus whom I preach to you is the Christ. You need to preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to them, that he suffered for our sins, that he rose from the dead. He's alive.
Amen.
Present the resurrected Christ to people. He's alive and able to help you in this crisis you're facing. He is the Christ of your crisis. Yes, you will suffer in this life, but you'll also have glory. The suffering and the resurrection. Present both to them and build that in there. Say, yeah, what have you suffered? I've suffered this, I've suffered that. I say, but what have you learned out of it? Well, there's the glory. Amen. If you can overcome those things, you have faith to help others overcome those things, there's glory in your life. There's a resurrection power. Show them the resurrection power in your life and explain it to them. People will be persuaded. And the result of this apostolic Lego block ministry was that a great multitude of the devout Greeks got saved. And a lot, it says not a few, which means a lot of, the leading women joined Paul and Silas. I trust the Lord for that because women teach their households. Sometimes men don't have time to teach the children. If you only have women in your house group for now, don't worry, their kids are coming. Work with them. Don't despise the ladies that are faithful, that come and their husbands don't serve God. Go for their children. Go for their grandkids. Amen. It's important. We had a family leave the church recently because they were influenced by someone, and the child came to me at youth and cried because she loves our youth. We'd really taken her through phases, got it, saved her from a suicidal situation, taken her out of depression. She started teaching the life of Christ. What's wrong with parents? You know? And there's so much fruit in their child's life. Can't they see it? Are they blind? It's the devil, you know? You're fighting a force. I said to the young girl, I said to her, look, here's a guitar for you. Really, you're giving it to me? She cries. I said, take this guitar and go and worship God. And in a year or two's time, when you finish with school, you can come to Bible school, okay? Because I will take the next generation. Amen. If the parents are too stubborn.
Amen.
That's how we work. The Bible says those who oppose you, their children will come and lie prostrate before you. Huh?
Amen.
They will come and serve with you, basically. Come and worship with you. So I've got that promise. So I don't care if parents are stubborn. I don't care if one generation blocks, I'll go for the next one. We always win through Christ. And Paul would have to face tremendous odds. Don't be scared of some persecution. Don't be scared of some opposition. Fight it in the Spirit. Amen. And be encouraged with this. Then don't hold back. Amen. There's a lot of people here that have been with us a long time. You've got a lot to give. And you must back yourself. Because God has prepared you for this time. Therefore, you can be confident in those situations. Amen. Be encouraged. I want to ask the area pastors to come visit me. Pastor Andre is also here. We just want to have some fellowship with you on Friday night at my house, 34 Ambleside in Parklands. And, you know, it's not about the eating and so on. We'll have some snacks and things there to relax, Marika. Jy kan maar afvat vir die aand. Ek weet nie of Chantal jou klaar gebel het nie. But I don't want you to work. I don't want you to work and stress about it. I want you to come and just have a Friday night. If some of you are going on holidays, it's fine. We release you for that. But I just had it in my heart to spend a bit of time with the area pastors. And then I want you to do the same with your household leaders. Bit of fellowship with them, bit of care, bit of just, you know, imparting things to them, but in a comfortable environment. This is the word God gave me, that people must feel comfortable with you. They must feel comfortable with Christ in you, right? And Christ will become comfortable in their lives. It's a key word. Because religion makes you feel uncomfortable. But I'm comfortable in my Father's lounge in the church. I'm comfortable. It's not that I don't have respect, but I want you to sense that, and I want you to share that with people. And this church is amazing because we've got so many different cultures here, but they all feel comfortable. You can't fake that. That's the Lord. Because we go to nations. That's probably why. Apostle Andre got so many blood transfusions from different people. I think he'd be comfortable in any nation again, you know, and they receive him. He says to me, he smells differently as well. Bikkie curry gekry, bikkie spices, bikkie Thai, bikkie African. It's amazing. He's a new person. Amen.
I'm a man of all nations.
He's a man of, he truly is a man of all nations now. If you check his blood, it comes from everywhere. Praise the Lord, man. Yeah. Let's hear from you briefly, and thank you for your faithful reporting. It's really a blessing to read. Thank you also for the honesty in areas that you feel you can't fix it or find the solutions. You know, we've got a body, like Ivan said this morning. I thank God for the body. He emphasized that very well this morning. And draw from the different areas. I also want to see the orbits drawing from each other. You know, I'm stuck here, help me. There's so many wonderful orbits in the church, and we commend you and salute you for your work. And it really is a wonderful God's genius of a church where things get done, you know. I don't always know how. But it gets done. Praise the Lord. So let's hear from the area pastors. Pastor Clyde, you want to open the bedding? Thank you very much. Keep a microphone.
Good evening. I was just saying to someone, I'm really honored. I'm still betting. I'm almost 50. So I'll keep on betting till Jesus comes. Yes, of course. Just going humbly. I want to thank the Lord for a new pair of glasses. I was blessed with it last week. So here we go. How do I look? well, the Lord has been faithful, you know.